Makutas Sicha is Chelik Yuzayin, Parsha Vayikra Sicha Beis. The Seder for the Karbonos was Zeir Adinim Shtein in Unza Parsha is the order of the Karbonos which are in our Parsha. So the order is as follows. Friya Karbon Oila. First the Torah goes through the Karbon Oila, Mincha, then it goes on to Karbon Mincha, and then Shlomin. Vazayna Karbonos Nedova. All of these three types of Karbonos are voluntary Karbonos. Rashi taych gleich mit tchilas parsha, as Rashi points out right at the beginning of this week's parsha, if adam kiyakir mikem, on the pasuk a person amongst you will bring a carbon, kishayakriv the carbonus nedava dibra inyan. Rashi says kishayakriv when he will bring a carbon. In other words, that it's optional. It's not you should bring a carbon if you bring a carbon. In other words, that the this matter is speaking of voluntary karbanos on the noch, and then later it talks about chatos and osham, which are the sin offerings, two different sin offerings, vazayne karbanos chayva, which are obligatory. If somebody commits a sin of this type or that type, so then there are different types of sin offerings that have to be brought. Is nishmoven, so we have to understand emes takas rashiot ha-hechach from pasagas b'karbanos nedava dibera inyan. It's true as Rashi says that there's proof from the pasuk. The words in the pasuk indicate that it's talking about voluntary karbanos. But the question is, why is it that way? Why does the pasuk set it out in that order? Why does the Torah start with voluntary karbanos? It would seem that it's most important to know the dinim of the obligatory karbanos, v'sa'id musbring, and the ones that a yid has to bring, on etch better, only after that, from karbanos v'zayin b'loizin adobe, you can bring the halachas of the karbanos, which are only voluntary. On v'bal, zadoz is akashim pshat haksuvim, and since this is a question that is in the simple reading of the psukim, hatas Rashi gedav b'varin, and Rashi should have pointed out some explanation about this. So therefore we have to say, since Rashi did not point it out, explain, that there is no question, for some reason there is no question, or that Rashi, in a previous Rashi, has already given the basis of the explanation, and therefore if you know that Rashi, you know the answer to the question. Perhaps we could answer, at least to sort of somewhat answer the question. Rashi says on the pasuk which says it shall be accepted by Hashem willingly in order to bring atonement for the yid, for him. That the Rashi quotes the words, and it should be accepted willingly. Al ma hu meratzeh, what does it appease for? What does it bring a willing feeling to Hashem? Al esa v'alav shenitig l'nes esa, that this carbon oila, which is v'nirtzaloi, which brings an atonement. What does it bring atonement for? For a mitzvah asay, a positive mitzvah, or even a mitzvah loy says, but which is connected to an essa. In other words, that there is no lav in the sense that there is no malchus, and therefore this is the kind of mitzvah that can be atoned for by a korban oyla. So says that korban oyla is taka korban adava. So in other words, Rashi is saying that it's true that korban oyla is a willing, it's an optional korban. There is no obligation to bring it, but the carbon is meratzeh and nemtar v'chayva. But this carbon, it also takes away the sin that may have been committed, achiv einish v'na mention, which a person could have deserved perhaps a punishment. So the carbon oil takes it away, at least for a carbon. For a mitzvah sesa. So it comes out that carbon oila is also somewhat connected to removing an obligation that a person has to Hashem because he committed a sin, and this carbon oila takes it away. Well, Pisa is moving to Seder, so which according to this would explain the order. Frier carbon oila, first he brings a korban oila, and then of course some other korbanos, but then goes shpeter chatas. Later in the parsha he brings the korban chatas and the noch oshom, and then comes a third kind of sin offering. What's the order? Says mer olul as a izel chasas shalom evazayin v'meila dafim bringing a korban oila. It's much more likely that a person will be over on a mitzvah sese and therefore have to bring a korban oila. Which this the korban oila atones for a lighter level of mitzvah, like violating a mitzvah sese. He missed doing a mitzvah sese. Also, it's more likely that a person committed that kind of a sin via korban chatas than that he should have to bring a korban chatas. Korban chatas is the kind of korban that atones for much more serious averis. It's the kind of avera which, the if you did it intentionally, it would be lead to kar, it would bring karis. So in other words, that's the next level. But chatos, even it comes even before asham. Why before asham? Well, chatos nem taruma digresser etzol averis vi asham, because chatos, there are many, many more averis which would lead to a korban chatas, which a person would have to bring a korban chatas, than the type of averis that would lead to a korban asham. But bring nor a finyon mesiyomim, a korban asham is only brought for very, very specific type of averis, much less often happens, and therefore the order makes sense. To atone for a mitzvah sesa, which could happen much more often than if a person would actually go violate such a serious sin. So the korban oila comes first, then comes korban chatas, which is for many, many more types of averis than korban asham, and then comes korban asham, which is a very unlikely scenario. Das ist aber nicht durchgehalten. But still, this doesn't, in the end, it doesn't really answer the question. Barum oib de teire is magdim oila nishval is a korban adova nor tzuludembas is a fabunim mit chayva. Because if so, it comes out that the reason that the teire starts with oila is not because oila is a korban adova, a voluntary korban, but rather because it's connected with a chayva, with somewhat of an obligation that a yid has to atone for mitzvah sese. Hatach nish kein or zu mafsig sein zwischen oil und chatos mit andere kabanos und dove mincha und shlamim. So then why does the Torah stick in between the korban oila and the korban chatos and asham, which would be a good flow, but the Torah sticks in the middle korban mincha and korban shlamim, which have nothing to do with chayva at all? They're pure nedava. So if this was the answer, why does the Torah put in the korban mincha and korban shlamim in the middle? Muzman zogn. Therefore, we have to say, as the pasuk vil taka magda zayn the zayn korbanos nedava far korbanos chayva. Therefore, we have to say that the reason that the Torah says these three oila, mincha and shlamim first is because the intent is to bring first voluntary korbanos. And the reason that oila comes before chatas is not because they follow each other in the logical order of how a person atones for a sin, but rather because korban oila is a korban adava, korban chatas is a korban chayva, and therefore the korban adava, for some reason, the Torah wants to bring before korban chayva. But that leaves the question, why are nedava before korban chayva? Vet men das verstehen, behagdim nachat mir. So we'll understand this by first explaining another question. Fa was heit on di teire, da mit korbanos chayva shal yachad, and nish mit korbanos tzibur. Another question could be asked is, why does the teire start with personal korbanos that each individual yid could bring, or has to bring, rather than starting with the communal korbanos, which the community had to bring on a regular basis? It would seem that it should be the other way. First, the Torah should list those karbonas which the entire community is obligated to bring. And then he should address personal karbonas if an individual wants to or needs to bring a karbon. It was for this, perhaps we could answer. The regular, ongoing, communal karbanos are mostly the ones that are brought in the Torah, the ones that the Torah has to detail and give many details about, are the ones that are connected with specific times in the year. Shabbos has special karbanos, Yom Tov. Each Yom Tov has karbanos and so on. Dan kegen karbanos yachid nedava unchayva. Whereas karbanos yachid, the individual personal karbanos, whether voluntary or obligatory, they can be brought any time, any day of the year. You can bring this karbanos. The far haytan heitzuchan the parsha karbanos mi karbanos yachid. That's why the parsha of karbanos starts with the personal karbanos, which apply to any time. On the dinin from carbon tamid, was me bring pamayim b'chol yom, stein take freer in parsha tetzaveh. But you might ask, but there is of course the daily karbanos that were communal karbanos. That was the carbon tamid that was brought every morning and every afternoon. So those should be listed first, because those are brought every day. And the answer is they are listed first. They were brought already. That those two karbanos were listed already in parsha tetzaveh, earlier than parsha vayikra. So indeed, the Torah did start with the daily communal karbanos, then went on to the daily individual personal karbanos, karbanos nedav and then karbanos chayv, and then later in the Torah goes on to the occasional karbanos which are brought on Shabbos or Rosh Chodesh, Yom Tov, and so on. So this might be an answer. However, das is a blaze atam if the magdans and karbanos yachad far karbanos tzibur. This is only a reason why the personal karbanos were listed before the communal karbanos of the specific times of the year. As is of a tamu of a time of boy, but it still leaves the question, favaz di dinim from karbanos tzibur v'erem b'chlal nishdamon to parsha v'yikra. If in parsha v'yikra he would first say the personal karbanos which are relevant to every day, and then go on to explain the karbanos, the communal karbanos which are specific to a specific time, that would make sense. But the communal karbanos are not even mentioned in parsha v'yikra at all. Or the parsha tzav, or not even in parsha tzav, nor eshd in parsha achrei emor. They first show up in parsha achrei, where it talks about Yom Kippur, in emor, Yom Tovim, and ikir in parsha pinchas, and mostly they're brought in parsha pinchas, so it's much later in the Torah, rather than in the same proximity of the personal karbanos, which we can understand why these come first and these come second, but why start with karbana, individual karbanos, and then only much later talk about communal karbanos. The bir b'cholzeh. So the explanation of all this is, in pashtus haksuvim kumt ois, in the simple reading of the psuvim ipsukim, it comes out, as the pashtus karbanos v'nun ze pashtu und the esh techelik from pashtu tzav, zayne gizog yivoren eider, was the tzeld nordem kora moshul aren kach lecha egel. These parshas, these karbanos that are listed in our parsha and at the beginning of Parsha Tzav, or in Parsha Tzav, were told to Moshe Rabbeinu before the karbanos which we're going to talk about in a minute. These were told before. What is the ones that are listed later? It says that he called to Moshe and Aaron and he said, take for yourself an eagle. In other words, the Seder Achinuch van Aaron Abana B'Shmini Lemiluim. After he explained to Moshe Rabbeinu all the karbanos that the Yidden will bring in the future, then he said, okay, now go take these animals and you're going to start dedicating the Mishkan. You're going to start for the 7 days of Miluyim. Every day they will bring this set of karbanos, and then on the eighth day will be the official dedication of the Mishkan, which will you'll do the following. So when did he say all the other karbanos which are in Vayikra and Tzav? Earlier than what he said, okay, now we're going to start the dedication of the Mishkan. That was later. Is fashtanig bepashta, so we understand from this, favos men muz onzogen di oilu anazeveiter. So now we understand why he first started with oilu. Weil Aaron und Bonner haben gedacht, wissen die Dinnen von der Kabanus Bechtei zu kennen, sie makriv sein beschminnelu meluim. Because part of the part of the dedication of the Mishkan was to bring certain karbanos, of which oilah and so on, and they had to know what to do on that b'yom hashmini. So therefore, they had to be told beforehand, ahead of time, about the karban oilah. Und die vidasis venegeye de tzibuim la'arnabonov, as I am gedav wissen wie zu makrev sein de karbanos b'shminin l'miloyim. And just like it's true about these being told to Aaron that they had to know how to bring these karbanos in the Yom HaShemini, the same is true also that the Yidden had to be told ahead of time, just like Aaron and Bonav had to be told ahead of time before the dedication of the Mishkan. They had to know what to do and how to do it. So also the Yidden also had to be told ahead of time. As we have gedav wissen was for a korban ze kenen oder darfen bringen gleich beim kommen zum mishkan bis mine miluim. The Yidden also had to be told ahead of time in order to know what the mishkan is going to go up. So what do we do with the mishkan? What can we do in the mishkan? What kind of karbanos can we bring there? What kind of karbanos do we have to bring there? So when the mishkan goes up, the Yidden already had to know the information of what can and must be done in terms of karbonis that each individual can or must bring. Befratim is olzogn, especially if we go according to the opinion, as oich parsha beyikra and parsha tzav, zanig ezogivorim betchilus shivus yimei miluyim, that these two parshas were said at the beginning of shivus yimei miluyim. In other words, that this was part of the preparation for the putting up of the Mishkan, the dedication of the Mishkan. So the Yidden need to know what it is that they're going to do in this Mishkan. Kenadoch di dinim from Parsha Vayikra and Tzav Zayne Geya Nishna B'yem HaShmini L'Meluyim Nor L'Chol Shmeni Shemei HaMeluyim. So even if they were said, if the Parsha of Tzav and Vayikra and Tzav were said at the beginning of the 7 days, then it's possible even that it should be needed for the information what has to be done during the 7 days, that perhaps then also they can bring certain karbanos could be brought. And therefore, certainly if it was said at the beginning of the 7 days, it might even be relevant for the 7 days leading up to the 8th day. But even if not, even if it's something that is only relevant for the 8th day, the dedication day, it's still important that they have to know ahead of time what it is that they're preparing for. Und der Riber hat man da nicht gedacht ansagen auf die Karbonis Zibur von Yom Tov. And therefore, at this time, there was no need for the Eibishter for the Yidden to know what is going to be done on Yom Tov, which will take place later. That comes later. First, we have to know what's relevant for the first day of the dedication of the Mishkan. And those Karbonis which are relevant to the public, to the communal Karbonis of Yom Tov, Vashteina Parsha Achri, Emer, and Pinchas, which are later listed in the later parshas, is not important at this time, because Varam Do, Zaine Gezoge, Varam Nor, Od Di Karbonos, Zainen Ode Kenen, Zaine Geye, Gleich Bishas Meise. Because at this time, at the beginning, was important only to list the Karbonos which could be relevant now, at the beginning of the dedication of the Mishkan. The Karbonos of Yom Tov will come later, so there's time enough to explain them later. When I feel the karbonas, see karbonas sibah was mat makir given in the yemei miluyim, for zayne nisht fun oisim shenet stavu by beyayim, and even those karbonas sibur which were brought in the shivas yemei miluyim, and we're not talking about the ones that were said on that day that were specific to that day and therefore were related specifically for that day. For instance, the Korban Musaf, the Shabbos, the Rosh Chodesh. Like the Korban Musaf, the Shabbos, and Rosh Chodesh, which there's a distinction between Karbonos, which were meant to be, which were going to go on, and there was something that was set for then, for that day. When I feel the karbanos sibah was mad makir given in the yemei miluyim, for zayne nish von oisim shenet stavu by beyayim, and even those karbanos sibur, there were certain karbanos that were communal karbanos that would be for the future, like a karban, the karban musaf, the Shabbos or Rosh Chodesh, the karban musaf and Shabbos, which would go on. So the In other words, besides for the ones that were specific to that day that Aaron brought, but there were certain karbonas that were brought which were of a communal nature that would go on forever. So therefore, those you would think would have to be told. Vibald Ober, as the makir from the karbonas at Tziba b'yamei amulim is given Moshe, but since it was Moshe Rabbeinu that brought all these karbonas on during the Yimei Amiluyim, Virashi Yotchen Friyegizot, as Rashi told us, that on during those days Moshe Rabbeinu did the Avodah, most of the Avodah. So therefore, is Nishtokin Hechrech Onzezogn das Ali Ida, Ali Eden, there was no need that all the Yidden have to be told about these karbonas, which in the future would be the purview of the Yidden, through the Kayanim, of course, but it's the mitzvahs that the Yidden will have to carry out on a Ebi Shabbos, you know, so monthly and so on. But over here, there was no need to tell them yet about these. As the Pasha says, Dabar ben Yisrael, this was something that Moshe was telling all the Yidden about these karbanas. There was no need for them to be told about these communal karbanas. Why? For a Moshe hatoch gewusst was for a karbon of vima hatos gedab bring, because Moshe Rabbeinu knew about these karbanas and he knew how they had to be brought. Viad gewusst de pratedim from all the karbanas, just like he knew all the details of all the karbanas. Vierat makriv given b'shivus vaserat makriv b'shivus yimei amiluyim. He knew all the karbanas that he brought during the Shivas Yimei Amiluyim, and so he knew also the karbanas that would be brought in the future, and since he's the one that's going to be doing it during these days, there was no need for him to tell the Yidden about these obligations because it wasn't relevant yet. And for him, he knew it. Keldim Shabbos Gintog and Chatos. And so those karbanas which, although they were also brought later in time, but since in the Yeshivas Yimei Amiluyim it was Moshe that brought them, there was no need yet to tell the Yidden about those karbanas. The Rebbe is trying to answer that in the Yeshivas Yimei Amiluyim there were also certain Yom Tov karbanas, Rosh Chodesh karbanas, Shabbos karbanas that were brought, but there was no need to give them over to the Yidden yet because Moshe Rabbeinu was doing it himself, and therefore he would know what to do. Which explains the reason why the Torah doesn't begin with Karbonus Tzibur, only begins with Karbonus Yochid, because that was what was relevant at this time, at the time of the Shivas Yimei Amiluyim and the Vayhi Bayom HaShmini. Al pi zeh verstandig, so based on this we can also explain was the Torah hayt dam mit Karbonus Nedava, nish Karbonus Chayva, why the Torah begins with optional Karbonus rather than obligatory karbanas. In the Yimei Amiluyim is nish mistabar as even zon oive zayin oif chatoim v'mukhuyiv erim b'kar m'chayiva. It wasn't likely that during the celebration of the Mishkan and everybody's excited about the Mishkan going up, that's when a Yid is going to choose to commit a sin for which he has to bring a kar m'chatas. B'frat b'shmini l'miluyim, certainly if it was relevant only to the eighth day, which means the day that they actually dedicated the Mishkan. Then says given Ashras Shechina b'Mishkan, when the Shechina descended onto the Mishkan, was in is Eidus Yisrael Shevitel Magadosh Baruch Hu Ma'ase Egel, which was the testimony. The Mishkan was the proof that the Eibishter had forgiven the Yidden for the Chet Egel, and therefore this is the day that they're going to choose to commit a sin for which they have to bring a Karban Chatas, a Karban Chayva, a Karban Asha. That kegem, but on the other hand, is yemistaber. It is very likely as bnei Yisrael v'tzavim gegem oif melechus amishkan mitanedivus gedolah b'yoser, that the Yidden, which had donated for the building of the Mishkan with great generosity, havenoch hakamus amishkan gleich by the erste gelegenheit gebracht korbanus unedava. So of course they would be bursting to be able to bring a carbon as soon as the Mishkan went up, to bring a carbon oila, to bring a carbon adova. They were waiting for this opportunity. So the minute the Mishkan went up, as soon as the dedication was over, everybody came forth with their carbonus nadova. The farstel, the teira frie, the carbonus designen olul v'karv gebracht werden in the Yimei Amiluyim. That's why the teira first lists all the carbonus which could be brought even in the Shivas Yimei Amiluyim, Karbanos Nedava and Erev Noach, the dinim for Karbanos Chayva. And so first, at least in the Shevet Shemei Miluyim, or at least maybe even Shevet Shemei Miluyim, sorry, or at least in the on the Yom HaShmini, right after the dedication ceremony. But those are the karbonas which the Torah has to tell us right at the beginning, and only later can you get to stuff that might happen later when a Yid has an obligation to bring a Karbon Chatos. That comes later. So that explains it on the simple level, the Pashtus Aksu. But the explanation why this, why the Torah starts with Kabbanis Nedava, from the inner dimension. That Mefashtein Bahagdim will explain, understand that by first explaining the following. Says Yidua Be'inyan HaKarbanis. We know in regards to Karbanis, as the Ikid Abai is the Kavana Machsheves Adam B'Shasen bringing the Karban. That what's most important about bringing a Karban is what is going through the mind of the person bringing the Karban. Azal, as our sages tell us, Echad Amarba V'Echad Amamit. It doesn't matter if you bring a large carbon or a small carbon, as long as his heart is dedicated to Hashem. The carbon in his heart, he dedicates it to Hashem. Is by carbonus was kumel chaper ala adam oich by carbonus. Also carbonus which come for atonement is the kapara beikim mitzad machsheves adam. The atonement comes because of what you're thinking, what the person has in his mind. The Ramban is as mevayer, as the Ramban explains it, as when bringing a korban davda odem amakrev trachten, that when a person brings a korban, the person that is seeking atonement has to think. Ki chato lelekov begufei v'nafshei, I sinned to Hashem bodily and with my spirit, v'roi lo sheyishapech domei, and therefore I am deserving that his blood should be spilled. In other words, he should want to be the one to die. He is sort of gufayin, that is, his body should be burnt. Lule chesed abayra, if not for the great kindness of Hashem, shalokach memenet mura, that is willing to accept an animal in exchange for my body. Domei da karban, tachas domei, the blood of the karban instead of my blood, nefesh tachas nefesh, the soul, the life of the karban instead of the life of the person. Und das macht, as the carbon so machabe sein. And that's what causes the carbon to bring atonement. Mezetos euch in the nomen carbon. And we see this idea also in the very word carbon. Was eine von seine Perushim is Meloshin Kirov. One of the meanings of carbon means to get close. Was meint, as the Avoide von carbon is zu Makarov sein. In other words, that one of the purposes of the carbon is that a person should bring his own koiches, his own abilities and his own energy and so on, closer in line with Hashem. That's the meaning of the carbon. Valpiza is nishmuven, so based on this we have to understand, Bibald as the ikar from karbonis is nishmaisa karova. Not the machsheves adam lifnei ubishasa karova, if the most important part is not the actual bringing of the carbon, but rather what is going through the mind of the person before and at the time when the carbon is being brought. Wie kommt es, as in Torah steht im Ganzen ist wegen der Machshava v'kavana v'cholu? Why is it that in the Torah it doesn't talk at all about this is what you should be thinking, this is what the purpose is, this is what the intent is? The Torah doesn't mention anything about it. The far is the Torah marked in the dinner for Karbonis Nedava. And that's the reason why the Torah first introduces karbonis through voluntary karbonis. For zeir gansa krove is nor machmas nedivis alev l'shamayim. Because the only reason why a person brings a voluntary karbon is because he wants to be close to Hashem. He has no obligation to bring this karbon. Why is he bringing it? Because he wants to be close to Hashem. The mitzvah Torah. Through this, the Torah is expressing, by first bringing these karbanas, the Torah tells us, as kavanas alev is da'agdom aklolus to dem ganzen inner karbanas, that it's what's in your heart is what's most important for the karbanas. Z is the nekuda ikus in all the karbanas. That's the central theme of all karbanas. Oich von karban chayva, even karbanas which are obligatory, the central idea is that it comes from the heart. Und das ist euch, was Rashi ist mit Eichbelu Shoenibu Karbonis und Tobet Dibera Inyin. That's why Rashi says also at that first Rashi that it's by karbonos which are voluntary, of which the matter is being discussed. He says dibra inyan, the matter is talking about voluntary karbonos. The inyan for karbonos, what he's trying to say is that the whole concept, the whole idea of karbonos, ala karbonos, not just nedava, not just voluntary karbonos, all karbonos, zayin be'etzim karbonos nedava, have to be in their meaning, in their content, in their intent. They have to be karbonos nedava, like karbonos nedava, which means, but by ala karbonos the ikid in nedivas alei, because by every karbon, the main thing is the voluntary nature of it, the feeling that comes along with it, and karbonos a makriv from makriv a karbon, and the intent which comes from the one bringing the karbon. And that's why the Torah first starts with karbonos nedava, to tell us that this is the nature of a karbon, is it has to be from your heart. To delve a little deeper into this idea, the kavana v'nedivas halev as fadetzich by ala karbonos, this feeling that of voluntary nature that has to come along with every carbon, is be'etzem v'bepnimius faram by kol echad v'echad miYisrael. In truth, every yid has this feeling has a feeling to bring a carbon, wants to bring a carbon. Siznor was by karbonos nedava. It's only that by when it comes to a voluntary karma, was the mensch bringt nishvailes b'chuyvim muchro bazeh, that a person brings not because he's obligated and therefore must bring it, nor als nedava, but he brings it voluntarily von sein eigenem guten Willen, from his own goodwill. Zetzich has the pnimi seine begilui. Over there we see that what is that which is true in every karbon. But by a voluntary carbon, you see it clearly, that it's being done voluntarily. By a carbon chayva, it's not always so obvious. It's possible that a person is just doing it because he has to do it. But in truth, as he says, every carbon comes along with this essential feeling of closeness that a yid has Hashem and he wants to bring the carbon. And the far is evdem nishtok and sivun in Torah. That's why the Torah doesn't actually have to spell it out, because that is by definition what it is. Now Rashi to tell the Metzias, but Rashi is simply telling us that this is how it is. Bekarbonos nedava dibra inyan, that Rashi is telling us that every carbon that a yid brings is by its very nature a voluntary carbon. Ala karbonos zaynin a karbon nedava, all of them are in fact a karbon nedava that's giving from the free will of every yid. Val yeder id hot, because every yid has the proper intention whenever he brings a carbon, even if it's not obvious. Which is why the halacha is by bringing carbonus, yakriv oisai, it says in the pasuk yakriv oisai, he should bring it. We learn from this that you force him, he has to bring it. We learn from this that he has to bring it. You force him to bring it if he has an obligation. Yochol bar karchach. So if you're forcing him to bring it, I would think that it could also be brought against his will. In other words, he could be saying, I don't want to bring this, but they're forcing me, they're hitting me, so I'm bringing it, but I don't want to. I would think that that would be acceptable. So he says, no, tamad loyma l'ritzoinai. The pasuk also says, out of his free will. Ha-ketzad. So then what does it mean? On the one hand, you force him. On the other hand, that has to be out of his free will. How did the two work together? Okay, said, how could it be? You force him until he says, okay, I'm bringing it voluntarily. What does this mean? This in itself needs to be explained. Vida Rambam is das mevayir. And this makes sense according to the way the Rambam explains it in regards to a get. The same concept exists by a get. So the Rambam says that there are certain situations in which a person is obligated to give a get according to Torah, the Bezdin Paskins, that he must give a get, and if he doesn't want to, you can force him, and you can force him until he says, okay, I agree. So is it forced or is it agreed? So the Rambam explains, Ma'achashu reitz aliyas mi Yisrael, since every Yid wants to be part of the Jewish community, v'reitzu lasis kolam hamitzvahs, and he wants to do every mitzvah, u'lisrachek min haaveiros, and to be this, he doesn't want to have anything to do with haaveiros. V'yitzrei who should talk for the only reason why a Yid sometimes doesn't do the mitzvah that he needs to, or even does an aveda that he shouldn't, is because the Yetzirah, it forces him away from doing what his true will is. And since now they forced him by, I don't know, hitting him or whatever it is that it took to make him agree to give the get, until what happens when you hit the Jew, it weakens the Yetzirah, his resistance to doing what is right. And therefore he says, yes, I want to. What he's really saying is that you revealed what he really wants. So that's what he truly wants to. It's just the Yetzirah was forcing him, imposing its own will, and therefore forcing him away what his true will is. And when you hit him, you weaken the Yetzirah, and therefore you take away this foreign will not to do the right thing. So now he's doing the right thing, kvar girish l'tzayinah, so therefore he gave the get out of his true will. And just like it is in regards to Ritzaynoi, in other words, that when a Yid brings a korban, it has to be with his own free will, even if you have to force him into his own free will. Azayiz has been a gay ala kavanas, and the same holds true also for all the kavanas that have to come along with a korban. Vos fader nizir by makar v'korban, which we said before that it has to be because it's me, the animal instead of me, it has to come with those feelings, with those intentions. Biz korban meloshen kirev keches v'achushim l'kadosh baruch hu, and as we said, is what the meaning of korban is, that you have to be there, you have to be wanting to bring close your own keches and chushim to Hashem. As thus is do bepnimis by yedin eden, and since this is there, that is there within every Yid, that will. As is the well-known teaching of the Alter Rebbe, as a Yid nishta vil and nishta ken zechab reisim from the lakus, that a Yid neither wants to nor is able to tear himself away from a lakus, and therefore this is the true desire of every Yid. So therefore that kavana is really there, in buried deep in the carbon, that kavana is there. It's just that by a carbon adava it's much more obvious, by a carbon chayva sometimes it could be concealed. Ches al pizeh is a chmuvan, based on this we can also understand was the Torah rufta on b'nei Yisrael mit an omen Adam. Why the Torah refers to the Yidden over here with the name Adam. Adam mikem ki yakriv, Adam ki yakriv mikem. B'nei Yisrael tzevem min hat is gizokt. Mikem, of course, refers to the B'nai Yisrael, to whom it's being said. And over here, the Torah addresses the B'nai Yisrael as Adam. Why? The Shem Adam is Hashem Adam Le'elyon. Adam means, comes from the word, I will be similar compared to the one above, to Hashem. The Neshama of us is Achelik Elakami Mal Mamish. In other words, referring to the Neshama, which is a part of Hashem. Und was sie ist da bei Kolish Yisrael, Echad Tzadik Echad Rasha, and that this Neshama, of course, is there within every Yid, whether a Tzadik or a Rasha. Was mit Tzadem ist da bei alle Yidin, den Adivis Aleh Barat, und es ist ein, and it's because of this Neshama that is contained, that is within every Yid, even a Rasha, that there is this will that he wants to bring a Karban. And he wants to be close to Elikus. So in other words, that's why the term Adam is used, because it's the Adam, in other words, the Neshama, which brings to this carbon, to this proper will that is underlying every carbon. And this is also the reason why, according to the inner dimension of Torah, Rashi is mefarish Adam. Why Rashi explains the word Adam, lomanem, or why does it say Adam here? Ma Adam Arishon lo yikriv min hagezel. That just like Adam, that's comparing to Adam Arishon, just like Adam Arishon did not bring a carbon from anything that was stolen, shakol hayishaloi, because everything belonged to him, he was the only one there. Af atem leis akrivu min hagezel, so also a yid should not bring a carbon from gezel. That's what is brought up by Adam. L'chayre is nishmuvin. This needs to be explained. Megefinten gemara as miz memayet gezel from vart mikem. The Gemara says that, how do we know that you're not allowed to bring a carbon from a stolen animal? Because it says mikem, that it has to belong to you. That's where the Gemara learns that it's not allowed to be from gezel. Favos learned Rashi miz memayet gezel mit vart adam. Why does Rashi say that we learn that you're not allowed to bring a carbon from a stolen object or a stolen carbon animal from the word adam? Which is only an allusion, it's a sort of a stretch to be able to know that Adam means Adam Arishan, and Adam Arishan, everything belonged to him, therefore when he brought a carbon it was his own, therefore you too should only bring when Mikem is a direct reference that it has to belong to you. So why does Rashi bring it in this roundabout way from the word Adam? Is the Bir Bazeh, so the explanation is that Adam Arishan, everything was his, is given nor betchilas b'riyase. That was only true right when he was created. Zayin dikin Gan Eden kaidem achetei tzadas, when he was in Gan Eden before he committed the sin. Undos is the remez in Pirush Rashi, and that's what Rashi is trying to say. That when was Adam Arishan akol hayo shaloi? Only when he was Adam Arishan kaidem achet, but later the others were born already. And thus is the remez in Pirush Rashi, the Adam Adam Elyon, that this Adam, which means to be compared to Hashem, but is da by yeder id, that every yid has this similarity to Hashem because his neshama is a chelik alika, is bedugmas Adam Rishon here is given kaidem achet. This comparison to Adam Rishon means Adam Rishon before the sin. That's when he was alone in the world. It is in azad darge as it is hecher from the minyan for chatoim. In other words, that was a time when Adam Rishon was beyond committing a sin, being able to commit a sin. Al kaponimus is nishayech ba'em achiyuv from kaparas chet, or at least he hasn't actually committed a sin. In other words, the way and therefore need an atonement. So, in other words, that Rashi is trying to allude to the fact that this is talking to the yidden as they are in a state where they are similar to Adam Rishon when he was before he committed a sin. And this idea that a yid is on that level is expressed more in the karbonos which are voluntary, which is not for a sin, nor mitzadim nedivis alef and aiden, but rather from the good nature of a yid. If tzuzayin kore, because he wants to be close, karbon meloshin kiruv kana lelakus. As we said, karbon means closeness to lakus. So, in other words, that this by an adaba, it's obvious that this is coming from a desire for a yid to be close to Hashem, and that's why Rashi refers to Adam Arishan and Adam Arishan as he was before the sin, because this is the whole nature of karbonis, that it should be with a good will and come from the heart. But on the other hand, is the sfaran oich by all karbonis? It's true by all karbonis. Afilu by karbonis was kona fechet kenal. Even for karbonis which do come to atone for a sin, this is true anyway about that. Varim bald via id is machlut to bring in a karbon lechaper as enchet, because as soon as a yid decides that he has to bring a karbon in order to atone for the sin that he committed, that nizgala the adam shabayit brings out immediately the what is deep in it, within him, this connection to Adam, the Adam within him, thus is hechafanin yichatoyim, which is higher than sin, because it's talking about ka adam arishin kaidem achet, because it refers to Adam arishin as he was before the sin. And it's because of this that a yid really wants to give the carbon, and he puts himself in a situation as if he were beyond the whole ability to commit a sin. So therefore, that's what brings atonement. The ched vert in ganzen abgewischt, that the sin is completely wiped away, because a yid, even by a carbon chayva, is really bringing it because he's digging into his to the part of him which is ka'odam rishon lifnei ched. Al pi kolanao, based on all of this, is eich muvim was the Torah is done magdim by Yikra el Moshe, why the Torah introduces this whole parsha of Karbonas by the words by Yikra el Moshe. And we Rashi schreibt barichus, as Rashi explains at length, as dosis a loshen chiba, loshen shemalach hashas mishtam shimboi, that the word vayikra is a calling out which comes with love, and it's a term which is used by the malachim. Vaslachaira, that it would seem favash shreibt is the Torah dafke by parashat karbonas. Why does the term vayikra, the word vayikra, why is it associated dafke with karbonas, not by other mitzvahs that the Eibishter told Moshe? And number two, favos is Rashi hazoy mayrich as vayikra zaloshen chiba v'chulu. Why does Rashi make such a big deal of it that over here that it's an inyan of chiba and it all happens around karbonas? Their beer in them, the explanation is v'gezogt friyad, as I mentioned before, is the erste zach was idnom gevolton noch der akamas mishkan. The very first thing that the Yidden wanted to do after the Mishkan was built is given, does bring a karbonus and davar, was to bring voluntary karbonus. Was does bavais that the chabibis yisayda by Yidden from Mishkan v'chulu, which brought out their deep love that they had to the Mishkan. They wanted to immediately bring karbonus. On karmayim aponim luponim, kain leiv ha'odom ha'elyon la'odom, and in a way that just as the water reflects your face back to you, so also the Adam, the person, which over here refers to Hashem, he reflects back the same kind of love. So in other words, just like water reflects your reflection back to you, your face back to you, so also the feeling of love that the Yidden showed to Hashem was reflected back from Hashem to the Yidden. Hatoich the Eibishter da ariz gewesen the geil lachabivus von Hashem to Yidden. Hashem, this led Hashem, brought him to show his great love to the Yidden. On the far is Eich Rashi Meirich in them, and therefore, and that's why he used the term Vayikra in this context, and that's why Rashi makes a big deal of it to bring out that point. Yud Nochanin in them, another idea here. Since Yuduas Vayikra al Moshe is the Nesinus Koyach of Avedus Karbonus, it's known, as explained in the Maimorim and so on, that the Vayikra El Moshe was what gave the Yidden the ability, the Koyach, to be able to do these Karbonis. Because the Ikev and Avedis Karbonis is the Nedivis Alev, Kanal Baruch, and that the main thing of Karbonis is, of course, the voluntary nature of it, the feeling that's in the heart. And it was the Vayikra, this love that Hashem showed to the Yidden, which gave the Yidden the ability to respond in the same way. And thus is what the Torah is magdim by Yikra El Moshe, thus is a loshen chiba, and that's why the Torah introduces the idea of karbonus with Vayikra El Moshe, which is an expression of love. As od din edivis alef from the Eden, some eibishten nemtzich from Vayikra El Moshe, that this voluntary nature, the feeling of closeness that the Eden had in order to be able to bring karbonus, comes from the fact that Hashem showed them love through Vayikra El Moshe, from the Chivus of the Eibishter advice that is to the Yidden, from the love that the Eibishter shows to the Yidden. In other words, that it's a symbiotic relationship. The Eibishter shows the Yidden his love, and therefore the Yidden have the ability to show their love through Karbonis. And because the Yidden have this desire to bring Karbonis, that's why the Hashem shows them love through the term Vayikra. Through this we also understand that Rashi is Messiah, that Rashi concludes this with saying, but so when he speaks to Moshe, to the Navi Moshe, he speaks with Vayikra, with a love, with a feeling of love. When he speaks to the other, to the prophets of the Goyim, he speaks to them only in passing. Yeah, he's got to speak to them now, Vayikir. Why is it important here for Rashi to point out over here that by Moshe he spoke Vayikra, but by Bilam he spoke through Vayikir? Nor the Rinyan Baze is Kanal, but what is happening here is, as we said before, in not der nedivas halev by kol echad v'echad miYisrael, that it is from this love and this this feeling of the heart that each yid contains, nishkukendikov zayn matzah b'chitzenis, that notwithstanding what the person may be on his outer levels, he may not behave in the best way possible. He may have to bring a carbon chatos. And it's in this stafke, in this yid, that it expresses the difference between a yid and a goy. Eden seine be'etzem teive kedusha, because a yid is in his very essence good and holy. Und die inyone bilte ritzuim shabem kumen nor from beloshen a Rambam yitzuv shetokfe. And anything that is negative comes only because, as the Rambam says, the yetzahara is imposing himself on him. Mashenke be'umas ha'ilam. Whereas by the goyim is the opposite. If there is something positive about him, that is something that is unnatural, that is something additional, over, different than what his nature is. That's why the Rashi brings the contrast. Und der Scheide Schachilik nimmt sich der Fund, was bei Eden ist da, der Vayikra Moshe, and that the reason that there is this difference between how a yid is in his essence and how a goy is in his essence, it comes from the Vayikra, the chibas Hakadosh Baruch Hu to Yidden, this love that Hashem shows to the Yidden. Um mitzad the chibah um bechira von Eibishten in Yidden, because of this love and the choice that Hashem made, that He chose the Yidden, seinen ze alle mol farbunim bepnimius mit alukus, and that's why the Yidden are always connected to the Yidden in their et Hashem and their essence. Regardless of what they do on the outside. And that's what Rashi is pointing out in showing the contrast.